are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
8 minutes past 11 here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. Welcome back to Mid-Morning Empowerment. You're still tuned with me, Ozinjawa Kambula, taking you through between the hours of 9 o'clock up until 12 o'clock. Right now, we are getting into our feature deep dive. We are looking at Christian principles for healthy friendships, more than just the friends. We do have Mr. Nyanethi on the line. Pastor, good morning. Mr. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. We thank God. You're doing well.
I am very well. Thank you so much. Before we get into our conversation, can you pray for us?
Let's pray. We thank you, God, because you love us and you brought us this far. Thank you because of this platform through which, Lord, you are imparting your knowledge to us. And we thank you because you have everyone's message. We pray that, Lord, you prepare our minds, that we can hear you speaking. Thank you because you will meet us at our points and areas of our needs. We pray and believe in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, my Mr. Nyanethi, for that. So let's get into it without any waste of time. So friendships are more than just a companionship. They are the building blocks of a strong Christian community. When we surround ourselves with like-minded believers, we create an environment of encouragement, accountability, and spiritual growth. But what does it take to cultivate this kind of faith-filled community? So my question to you, my brother, or Mr. Nyanethi, why is Christian community important in strengthening our faith?
Thank you, madam, for that question. Let me give a citation from the Bible. There is a time Peter was arrested. And we found that the disciples were arrested and they were taken to jail. Then a community of believers congregated back at home at their home church. And I believe these were the immediate friends of these disciples who were arrested. So when these were in jail, the community of friends, the community of believers, engaged themselves in prayer. And as they prayed, we are told in the Bible that a miracle happened in jail. And the manservant of God got his way out. Hmm. When he came knocking, he found them still in the home praying. And I believe they confirmed to him that they were praying for him. Hmm. So whatever they were doing, and the confirmation they did that they were doing it because of friendship and that close association as community of believers must have strengthened the faith of this person who was released from jail miraculously. So the community of believers is a great platform through which the community of friends, I mean, who we share values with, is a great, great platform through which our faith is strengthened. Mm. Yes.
Oh, thank you so much, my brother, for that. And how can we be intentional about creating a supportive circle of friends?
When you talk about a support circle, support system, indeed, at this dispensation, we need to be very intentional, as we have said. Still from the same Holy Book of God, we are told of a parable of people. Let me use this one, which when Jesus was preaching, it's not even a parable. Jesus was preaching, and then some people came. They were carrying somebody who was not able to walk, and then they dropped him from the roof to where Jesus was, and because of their faith, that man was healed. You see, you're talking of the support system. Mm. Let us look at ourselves. Do I have even 4 people who can carry me when I'm down and take me to Christ? You see, that is a support system you're talking about. talk of ball bearers. Look at these people who carry the caskets. We should not be carried when we are dead alone. We should be carried when we are alive. And the best way we need to have people we can support, people we can depend on their support, is by becoming intentional. By becoming intentional, because we said even when you want to get good friends, be a friend yourself first. So when I am a friend, I'll attract more friends, and then we'll form a support system, a circle, system that we can depend on and that can lift us not only physically, but also spiritually.
Wow, beautiful one, my pastor. Hey. This thing of me calling everyone pastor, I don't know where did I get it, but it's okay.
Okay.
So what are some ways to serve and grow together as friends in Christ?
Sorry?
What are some ways to serve and grow together as friends in Christ?
When we talk of growth, you know, we can even go back to the biology. Biology says anything that is alive should grow. If it's not growing, it is dying. So the best way we can grow in Christ, even in the Adventist setup, we have a principle. It is our, one of our fundamental beliefs, in fact, number 11, which says growth right. in Christ. So growing in Christ should be a priority. And the best way we can grow as friends is having a strategic plan that is intentional, as we have said. Like when we are friends, we should have a goal. We should have values. We cannot be just friends without having something that brings us together. So as friends, when we meet to eat, that's physically, meeting to eat the physical food, we should also create some time to take spiritual food. As friends, it's good we pray for each other. That's growth. As friends, it is good we also share. You know, when you share experiences, like you've traveled, you've gone somewhere, and you have seen the hand of God. When you meet as friends, take your time to share that experience to these friends. And that way, you will grow. You will grow. You will grow as friends.
Right.
You will grow as a community. As friends, and I thank God for our church, because at times it even creates some retreats.
Right.
Retreat into some places. Meet there, then bond on things that are happening in this life and how we can qualify to live in the next life. And that is what we call growth. So when you grow in Christ, it means you remain connected, because Christ himself says in the book of John chapter 15,
right.
that abide in me, I will also abide in you.
Hey.
So if you are not abiding in Christ, you will die. That's why I said
sure.
growth is opposing death. If you are not growing, you are dying. So as friends, if you are not growing together, then we are dying together.
Powerful one, Mr. Nyanet. And how do we make newcomers feel welcomed and included in our friendship circles?
Newcomers, you see, in this context, we may not be having the common faith. When the newcomer comes into our friendship cycle, we need not to be so preachy. Like the moment you found these newcomers coming, you just want to pump into their head our values. We pump into their head our faith. First of all, let us become friends. I like the analogy of Paul. Paul says wherever he went, he became like one of them for him to win them into his side. So first of all, when a newcomer joins our friendship group or friendship cycle, let us accept him the way he is. If anything, when we talk about a spiritual altar call, we say, you just come as you are.
Hey.
And then Christ will qualify you to become what he wants you to be. So we should emulate that and bring them to our cycle as they are, and then sell to them our values. Step by step, with the time, they will also become as we are, because we are also emulating Christ. They will also begin emulating Christ.
Wow. Thank you so much, my brother, for that. And last one before I let you go, what role does prayer play in deepening and sustaining friendships?
Prayer, as we always know, is the time we have to commune with God. You know, Changing someone's values is not within our confines. That is the work of the Holy Spirit, because we are told the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. So when we bring prayer into our bond as friends, that prayer will invoke the presence of the Holy Spirit, who is the unifying factor. You see, the Holy Spirit will always unify us. If you come from South Africa, the other one comes from North America. When these people meet and they are unified by the Holy Spirit, who is omnipotent, through prayer, then that friendship will bond further than when prayer was out of the equation.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nyaneti, for such a powerful conversation. But before I let you go, what are your last words regarding the topic for today?
I could say that we need to be intentional when it comes to friendship. Before we look for good friends, let us be good friends. Before we look for right people, let us be right people.
Hey.
And that way, because science confirms, like when whatever you are, will attract what you are. So when we are good, when we are good friends, when we are right people, we will attract good friends and we will attract right people.
Sure. Powerful one, Mr. Nyaneti. Before I let you go, can you close with a word of prayer?
We thank you, God. Thank you because you accept us as your sons and daughters. We pray that you prepare us, Lord, for the blessings you've prepared this day. As we go here and there, Lord, to meet new people, we pray that you make us be blessings to them and let them be as blessings to us. Bless this radio. Bless its management. Bless its programs. And Lord, through it, we pray that you speak to your people. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you Amen. So much. Thank you so much, my brother. Until next
thank you,
time,
thank you.
Have a beautiful day.
Thank you, too.
Amen. All right, to our listeners at home, that was Mr. Nyaneti talking to us about about Christian principles of health for healthy friendships, more than just a friend. That was very quick and short, sweet and short.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.